Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Wednesday, October 18th, 2023, 9.06 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, how are we doing today?
Doing great.
Yeah.
Another beautiful day in the Red Rock country. It really is.
Yeah. It's not not too cold yet. Anticipate it will be getting colder soon, but it's all right right now.
Yeah, a lot of the leaves have not only changed but have fallen, and we are getting toward the tail end of a really cool fall season.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, it's been nice, but yeah, getting closer to that conclusion. Well, speaking of conclusions, you know, we've talked about it a lot. But we have a little bit more of a wrap-up on the Ring of Fire Eclipse, annular eclipse event. Thousands of visitors and local residents alike enjoyed the annual solar eclipse that occurred across San Juan County's sky on October 14th. The Ring of Fire Eclipse was viewable from most of the areas in the county, with the most significant impact on a swath near Mexican Hat and Bluff. A Ring of Fire viewing party was held at Gooseneck State Park, and NASA was broadcasting live reports from Valley of the Gods. Approximately 100 cars stopped along the top of the Moki Dugway for one of the most spectacular views of the sky and landscape. Allison Yamamoto Sparks of the San Juan County Visitor Services said that Gooseneck's event was attended by about 500 people. We've heard later that's been updated to closer to 1,000, according to the report given at San Juan County Commission meeting yesterday. Huh. But lots of people, visitors coming from near and far throughout the U.S., as well as Canada, Italy, Germany, Belgium, the Netherlands, and the United Kingdom. Red Rock County local Rob Adams says it turned out to be a great day for those who were at the Goosenecks. He said, "I would give all those who took part in organizing and executing it an A+. The Town of Bluff and a San Juan County Mobile Emergency Response Center at Sand Island said there were few reported challenges. Local government entities spent significant efforts to prepare for any challenges presented by the influx of thousands of visitors. It is the only total or annular eclipse to pass directly over San Juan County since records are available dating back to 1900. The next large eclipse near San Juan County is in 2045.
Yeah, so enjoy it while you could, because it's not coming back for a while.
Yeah. Yep, so yeah, quite the event, and yeah, we've talked about it ad nauseum, but I definitely felt like we had to wrap it up, and that's in that latest edition of the San Juan Record as well. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Got a lot more local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. You know, speaking of Bluff and all their impacts, they're right back at it this weekend as the Bluffs Arts Festival, annual celebration of arts and culture of the full Four Corners region, is back on. Festival kicking off on Thursday, tomorrow, with Riverside Storytelling behind Recapture Lodge along the San Juan River. The evening begins with a few different writers. Friday, they'll have a variety of workshops, including from Silversmith, from a Silversmith, and then also talking with someone who builds clay windbells. Later, an art walk will take place around Bluff to look into artist studios, trading post galleries, and businesses. Online maps are available at blufffestival.org and around the town. The annual film festival, directed by Four Corners filmmakers, is shown on a large outdoor screen at the Bluff Community Center that Friday evening. They've got a bunch of different shows. And on Saturday, Four Corners artisans will sell creations at the Artist Market of the Bluff Community Center from 10 to 5. And then that concludes with live music at the Bluff Community Center at 6:30 p.m. So there's a bunch of different artists and presentations as part of all those events. Encourage you to check it out and learn some more.
Yeah, that really looks like a fun a fun event over several days, a wide variety of things, you know, of course, arts, but that could be film arts, that could be manually created art. Anyway, it should be a great time. Bluffartsfestival.org is where you can get more information.
Yeah, very good. Well, glad folks can check it out. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Just this past week, actually, I guess that was a little more than a week ago, so I'll skip over that. But again, here on the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. We've got more news and happenings coming for you here on the Morning Show. We'll take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to the Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
The Moab Chevron, a longtime favorite for food and fuel, proudly introduces a new Cajun taste sensation, crispy, crunchy chicken. Come on by and give it a try. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the Moab Chevron now accepts EBT and food stamps. Get some good home cooking to go with your snacks and drinks, and get it delivered with DoorDash. Plus, sign up for Chevron Rewards and save a dollar on every gallon of fuel. The Moab Chevron, 817 South Highway 191 in Moab.
$1 off every gallon of fuel for your first 3 visits when you sign up for the rewards program.
Get ready for spooktacular spooky season at Yoon Mountain Casino and Hotel. Join us every Saturday in October from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. for Creepy Cash Saturdays. We're giving away $500 in cash to one winner every hour from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Don't miss our thrilling costume contest on October 28th. Register from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for a chance to win the grand prize of $500 cash. Celebrating 30 years of nonstop excitement, Yoon Mountain Casino and Hotel is your destination for all your Halloween fun.
Christmas is right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, is all stocked up with lots of new merchandise. Christmas lights and decor are out and ready to sell. Save big on every safe in the store with up to $100 off. Come in and register for the Big Bear giveaway, and check out the new Yellowstone collection of Lodge cast iron cookware. All this and more for your Christmas gift shopping right now at Walker Drug, Moab's everything store.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, encourages you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean up and tune up your furnace. And Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss this big Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this fall with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Hay Brothers Construction has what it takes to get your job done, big or small. Whether it's installing underground utilities, excavation, grading, or leveling, Hay Brothers will address your project quickly, reliably, and safely. Hay Brothers is licensed and insured. Call them today at 801-513-4407 or email contact at baybros.com. That's contact at bay, spelled B-E-H, bros.com. Hay Brothers Construction, proudly serving the entire Four Corners area.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Wednesday, October 18th, 2023, 9:15 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. And Bill, you're the editor of the San Juan Record. Latest edition is available now.
Yeah, it is out. It is here. It will be there. Here soon, we're getting it packaged and ready to go. If you have an online subscription, you could have gotten it at 5 a.m. this morning. Our front page is loaded with events from last week. We've already talked about the eclipse a little bit. Energy Fuels hosted an open house at the White Mesa Mill last week. 2 days of events and tours of the building and so forth. At the same time, well, a few days earlier, there was a protest from the White Mesa community against the mill. We have a little story about that. Trent Herring has been appointed the new city manager in Blanding. That's pretty big news for that community. And our front page photo, we talked about it a little bit yesterday, a truck that got stuck going up the Moki Dugway. And really have a fun photo of that. I guess it's fun in retrospect. I'm sure the driver of the truck that had "relax" of all things written on the side of the truck was not relaxing when one of his wheels kind of slid off the side. But Everything was good. We got some interesting responses, some fun responses. Ron Nelson called to tell us that his father, Richie Nelson, was in a truck. Well, he got out of the truck in time, but a semi-trailer that went off the edge in the 1950s. And this trailer is still down there off the edge today. We also got a wonderful photo from Lynn Shumway of a photo that she took that ended up in the Discovery Channel's documentary Hell Roads, talking about these crazy roads in the U.S. And she took a photo, and it has three semis making their way down the Moki Dugway. So anyway, that was kind of fun. That's all on the front page of the paper. We've got a lot of good news. We got a felony court report. Dr. Kent Lyman, a Blanding native who's gone on, he's a professor at a college. He's in the Steinway Hall of Fame, Teachers Hall of Fame. Growing up, we called Kent 88 Keys. He was the most incredible pianist. And so really have a nice story about him entering into the Hall of Fame. Last week, we had a little story about the Zions Bank 150th birthday party in Monticello, and we got a nice photo of the same party, a similar party in Blanding. They're having parties and branches all across the three states where they have banks. The Bluff Arts Festival, David's already told you a little bit about that. That's coming up this weekend. I got great stories. Mary Palmer and Gary Torres and Maxine Dieter, all three of our columnists who are have great stories this week. High school sports, we don't have a whole lot. We only had two football stories in this week's paper. San Juan had the week off, so we have Monticello football, their good win over Norwood, and the Battle of the Drum. Whitehorse ran away in the second half in the Battle of the Drum between Whitehorse and Monument Valley. Stories about that. Volleyball is really what we focused on this week. The Lady Raider volleyball team prepares for state. The Bronco volleyball team goes 5-5 in October to close the regular season. And the Monticello volleyball team is on a streak, on an 8-2 run as they get close to the end of the season. So anyway, a lot in the paper. Our back page is a picture of the San Juan girls soccer team who closed their season last week in the state playoffs. But it's all in the San Juan Record. Pick it up. We put a lot on our social media. You can get an online subscription, or pick it up at the newsstands.
Well, very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got other news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area, including a reminder, you may have seen the smoke yesterday. There's a slash pile burning happening in the San Juan National Forest. That's happening northwest. Well, actually, I've got the wrong information here. The burning happening at the Dolores Rangers District. Plan was to burn over 1,000 acres. Is that prescribed burn near Boggy Draw, about 5 miles northeast of Dolores, in an attempt to make the forest a little more healthier. The burn is west of Colorado Highway 145 near the intersection of Forest Roads 528 and 405. They had hoped to finish the 1,000-acre burn on Tuesday, but that could continue into today. So if you see smoke in the area, that's likely what you're seeing.
Yeah, big plume of smoke yesterday. And mm-hmm. Boy, these controlled burns in the late fall, that's gold, you know, to make the forest healthier. And
yeah.
So don't panic.
Yep. Yeah. Well, good deal. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yes, there'll be a celebration of life for Lisa Ann Whitaker of Cortez at the Westview RV Park on Highway 145 near Cortez from 11 to 2 on Saturday, October 21st. Funeral services for Edra Farnsworth of Moab begin at 11 a.m. on Saturday at the Moab Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. A celebration of life for David Allen Lewis of Cortez will be Saturday at Buena Vista, Colorado. It starts at 10 a.m. A memorial service for Stephen Doyle Stagg of Cortez begins at 10 a.m. on Sunday at the Lewis Areola Community Center. Graveside services for longtime Mancos resident Pete Eugene Dorfer will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, October 28th at the Cedar Grove Cemetery. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill. Thanks for sharing those as you do every morning. Good to know about those services and opportunity for folks to pay tribute and honor to those folks that have passed. Well, again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings coming your way. We've also got a artful life to bring you, and we'll send you to that with Ellen Williams, and then be back with more news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.
Once again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Joining us, as she does often, for a presentation of An Artful Life is Ellen Horiuchi Williams.
Today we're going to talk about lines. A baseball, a bat, and a glove. These are the equipment tools of baseball. Likewise, art has equipment tools called elements of art. Think of a chemistry periodic chart. We call each square an element, if that helps you to distinguish tools, elements, equipment used in art. When we take these tools and create them, we call these principles of art. Or like with baseball, bats and gloves are used in games, but they're merely called equipment. So there are lines, forms, shapes, colors, contrast, and repetition. A line from point A to point B is considered to be the most basic element of art. Some may call it a moving dot. It is used to make forms, shapes, values, colors, textures, and space. Again, let me reiterate, a straight line is not the most interesting. A line that squiggles, struts, is thick and thin, is much more interesting than a line drawn by a ruler. Lines can be created with pencils or painting lines, or with materials like bronze, plastics, and tape. Lines are also found in photography. Lines can convey feelings and emotions. If you draw a horizontal line straight across a page, you generally get a sense of peace and calm. It is a restful line. Think of a landscape with a lake. A line that goes up and down or is vertical or north and south can convey dignity. Think of columns on a building and how they add dignity to the structure. A Dutch painter by the name of Piet Mondrian created grids with black lines and often filled them with color. There's a very dignified feeling to his art. A line that is diagonal generally indicates movement. It is definitely not standing still. Think of a runner. How would you convey that runner? Up and down? Lying down? No. You have them diagonally. You put movement in diagonal lines. Textures and shading can be created by crosshatch lines drawn at angles. One of my favorite artists is Rembrandt van Gijn. Rind, I always mispronounce it, sorry, was a master printmaker as well as Albrecht Dürer. They created contrast with lines, creating lights and darks simply with lines. My favorite book again, here we go, Harold and the Purple Crayon by Crockett Johnson, traces all the pages with his line. Harold is a four-year-old and creates his own world by simply drawing it. He goes for a walk in the moonlight, but there's no moon, so he draws a moon. He has nowhere to walk, so he draws a path. Remember, all art begins with a line. From the painter sketching on a canvas to a sculptor envisioning his project on paper, the line is the most basic of all elements. This has been An Artful Life.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our four branch locations or visit DesertRiversCU.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
October is Fire Safety Month. Find useful savings to get your home prepared right now at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Buy two, get one free on select fire extinguishers, smoke alarms, and carbon monoxide alarms. Get 25% off any item up to $50 with the coupon in this month's flyer. And of course, save big on Halloween decorations and accessories. That's just the beginning of the Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Attention all business owners. Want to know how you can spread the word about your company? We have the answer. The Local Pages now offers a focused delivery to those who use our book in your area. With our Yellow Page ad, coupons, and magnets, you can get the customers you've been waiting for. Call today to reserve your spot in our book. With our Better Than Ever special offers, you don't want to miss your chance to be in the best phone book in town. Call 866-854-4434. That's 866-854-4434.
Can you believe it? Fall is just around the corner, and it's time to wrap up those home projects. Walker True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. They have everything for your fix-up jobs. Lumber prices are back down for decks, siding, or the shed you want. The paint department has all the colors, and Walker True Value has insulation, heaters, and heat tape. Plan ahead while supplies are available for everything you need for your home. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
What's going on?
The Bluff Arts Festival begins on Thursday and runs through Sunday with workshops, a film festival, an artist's market, live music, and more. For full details, visit BluffArtsFestival.org. Friday through Sunday, the Scots on the Rocks Moab Celtic Festival hits the Center Street Ballpark. Come celebrate the heritage and culture of Scotland, Ireland, England, and Wales with lots of great music, athletics, food, drink, and fun. Find all the details at ScotsOnTheRocksMoab.org. The second annual Red Canyon Powwow is back in Moab Saturday and Sunday. Come experience indigenous culture through song, dance, and food. It's at the Old Spanish Trail Arena, and for info on that, check MoabHappenings.com. Farmers markets are open in Cortez, Dolores, Mancos, and Monticello through October. Visit CortezFarmMarket.com, TownOfDolores.com, MancosValley.com, or the Monticello Farmers Market Facebook page for info on those. Celebrating its 10th year, the Moab Backyard Theater presents live outdoor entertainment downtown Wednesdays through Saturdays featuring music, magic with Rick Beretti, and food. Most of the shows are free. Visit MoabBackyardTheater.com for full details. Friday nights are family skate night for all ages at the Old Spanish Trail Pavilion in Moab from 6 to 8. There's live music every night of the week at the Blue Pig in Moab and Thursday through Sunday nights at Red Cliffs Lodge. Visit MoabHappenings.com for the ongoing schedule. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Wednesday, October 18th, 2023, 9:31 a.m. Quick word from a sponsor. Did you know Energy Fuels, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy? David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record, Editor Bill Boyle. Bill, it's October 18th.
And as you just heard, 43 years ago today, October 18, 1980, Another One Bites the Dust was the number one song in the land. It's an awesome song. On this day in 1867, the U.S. flag was first flown over the capital in Sitka, Alaska. Seward's Folly was, that's what they called it, after Secretary of State William Seward. I think that, in retrospect, was a pretty wise purchase. On this day in 1961, West Side Story was released. It eventually won 10 Academy Awards. Must be a day today to dress up. It's National Necktie Day and National No Beard Day. Maybe they're just getting ready for November, when no shave November. I don't know. But today, Necktie Day and No Beard Day. It's also National Chocolate Cupcake Day, which I always get excited about. Chuck Berry, known as the father of rock and roll, was born today in 1926. He died in 2017. His first hit, Maybelline, was released in 1955. Also played Roll Over Beethoven, rock and roll music, Johnny B. Good. Chuck Berry, happy birthday. Actor Zac Efron was born today in 1987. He's 36. Chicago Bears legend, player, and coach Mike Ditka is 84 years old today. And the Muscles from Brussels, actor Jean-Claude Van Damme, is 63 years old today. Actor George C. Scott, who won the Academy Award for his role in Patton, was born today in 1927. He died in 1999. Actress Erin Morgan, man, a childhood crush. She played Joni Cunningham on Happy Days. Was born today in 1960. She died in 2017 at the age of 57. Had throat cancer. Happy birthday locally to Candy Hostetter, Cynthia Jo Perkins, Brielle Frankum Albers, and Austina Rose Fugit. And happy anniversary to Bill and Linda Boyle.
Hey, happy anniversary.
33 years. Brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call, 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out or any other shout-out, if you have an obscure anniversary coming up or anything you want to do a shout-out on the show, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. And happy birthday to all those folks out there. And happy anniversary to you and Linda.
Yeah, it's a good day.
That's awesome. Yeah, it is. Well, good deal. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports report. It's Wednesday, so we'll be chatting with sports reporter Rhett Sifford. Again, you're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour, depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Earn $60,000 per year after just 2 years as a transportation security officer at Canyonlands Regional Airport. These positions start at $23.51 an hour and include excellent federal benefits, paid on-the-job training, and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Apply online at jobs.tsa.gov/TSO and join a mission that matters. That's jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. Some conditions apply. U.S. citizenship is required. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomon role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
You don't have to be sidelined by sports injuries in San Juan County. Precision Rehab provides physical therapy in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley, where our therapists have helped athletes of all ages get back in the game since 1996. Precision Rehab is dedicated to restoring you and your loved ones to peak performance when pain and injury slow you down. We offer innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by most insurances, including Medicare. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869. Or find out more at precisionrehabutah.com.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
The San Juan Credit Union, providing exceptional financial products in southeastern Utah for over 60 years, is proud to support our local high schools. With branches in Blanding, Monticello, and Bluff, along with an ATM in Montezuma Creek, access to those products is easier than ever. The San Juan Credit Union offers checking and saving accounts, bill pay, a wide array of loans, and much more, all on a full-service website and mobile app. Plus, they're federally insured by the National Credit Union Association. The San Juan Credit Union. Your money, your future, your credit union.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
It's the annual Quadrifier Stove Sale, October 21st through 28th at San Juan Building Supply. Nothing burns like a quad. Save big on pellet, gas, and wood stoves during this big sale at San Juan Building Supply. Drop by 1050 South Main Street in Blanding. Call 678-2000 or visit sjbs.com. San Juan Building Supply, San Juan County's innovative lumber and building material supplier for 35 years.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Wednesday, October 18th, 2023, 9:43 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. And we're really glad having join us, as he does every Wednesday, is Rhett Sifford, sports reporter for Red Rock 92 and the San Juan Record. Good morning, Rhett.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
I'm doing all right. I think I'm doing a little better than you maybe this morning.
Yeah, I'm a little under the weather. So
we're driving on, though, man.
Yes,
it never stops in radio. Keeps going.
That's
so.
Right. Yeah, good deal. If I cough, I don't think this desk is big enough that I don't think I'll get you sick.
That's good.
But I'll try not to.
And the beauty is you got a button, so no one out radio land will know you're coughing. So there you go.
That's right. Well, good deal. We're getting to the end of the sports season for a lot of Utah teams. Tell us what's the latest you've got.
Just going to start today with some results and scores from yesterday. And like you say, end of season, Region 15 cross-country championship yesterday for both Grand County and San Juan, and Grand County, the host team there. So that was in Moab. And Edward Lyman winning an outright region championship for the San Juan boys. He won the race, leading the San Juan boys to a second place team finish down there yesterday, or up there yesterday. River Shaw was the top Grand County boys runner in sixth place overall, and the Red Devils got third as a team for the boys. On the girls' side, Cadence and Ainsley Kasprick have been amazing this year. They swept the top two places on their home region championship race, so first and second for those two girls. Surprisingly, though, the Grand County girls team only got second in that race, nice second, solid second place for the Grand County girls. And then for the San Juan girls, Brittany Jensen was the top runner. She got eighth overall. The San Juan girls as a team finished in third place. Had some volleyball scores from yesterday, or from last night, I guess. Monticello swept the season series with Monument Valley, sweeping that game last night in Monument Valley, 3-0. And in fact, the Monticello girls did not lose a single set to a region opponent this year. So they went entirely undefeated, sweeping all their games with all their region opponents. I think Monument Valley may end up finishing ahead of them in the RPI standings. We'll see in just a few minutes the RPI standings for Utah teams for girls volleyball coming out. In just a matter of minutes, they're saying they'll release it at 10, so probably right after we go off the air on this. So I'll get that in the sports report this morning, and we'll let you know playoff seedings and everything for all these volleyball teams in our area, for Utah anyway. Speaking of Utah, Green River struggling in a win or a loss last night, 3-0 to Wayne. That was in Green River. White Horse swept Pinnacle Academy, 3-0, so congratulations to the Lady Raiders, and that's the way the regular season's finished for our southeastern Utah teams. Over in Colorado, Mancos sweeping Telluride, 3-0, and just taking a look at the couple of RPI teams, that because obviously they don't take them offline over in Colorado. Mm-hmm. So we're waiting on the Utah final standings. But Mancos just keeps winning but dropping down in the standings. So they're now down to fourth, even though they're 17-1. That's in the Colorado 2A. Dove Creek hasn't played yet this week, but they're sixth in the 1A with an 18-2 record. I think an 18-2 record, a 17-1 record, that'd be good enough for first place in the Utah RPIs. But it's a little bit tougher over in Colorado. But you make the playoffs anyway. You get to those region championships, and you got to win your little three-team bracket or whatever, and then move on to the state tournament. One other score yesterday, the Montezuma Cortez boys soccer team losing 3-0 against Bayfield at home. Going to switch over to football a little bit now. We do know the football brackets and the final standings, obviously, at least in southeastern Utah. We've still got a game or two left on the regular season over in Colorado. But just going to talk real quick about the national winning streak, because Andale, Kansas's winning streak came to an end at 57 games. They got beat in overtime 36-30 by Cheney on Friday the 13th, no less. So that was the number one winning streak in the land, and came to an end on Friday the 13th. So now I've got a little bit of a familial tie to this. Now that John Milledge Academy in Milledgeville, Georgia, inherits the top winning streak in the country at 57 games also. And all of my family in Georgia is in Milledgeville, Georgia. So that's where that school is. So I don't know if they went there. I don't know if that's a private academy or what that is. I need to talk with them. But John Milledge Academy, number one now with a 57-game winning streak. I could go down the list, but I'm not going to. The reason why we are even keeping up with this is because, of course, San Juan is on the list, and they're now tied for ninth. It's actually a three-way tie for ninth now because they haven't played since they skipped this past week. So they're in a three-way tie with, is it Tioga, New York, or Tioga? I think it's Tioga, New York, and Bennington, Nebraska, and all three of those teams, San Juan, Tioga, and Bennington, have 34 games under their belt in a row right now. So that's just a look at the winning streak. But, of course, state tournament brackets are set, and I failed to bring these up, but we've got a week off. Oddly enough, Grand County is the only team playing this week in the first round, and they'll take on Judge Memorial in Salt Lake City. And the winner of that game will advance to take on San Juan next week in Blanding. So that's the only game going on. I know the other brackets are set. And in the 1A Monument Valley, in the 8-man playoffs, Monument Valley is coming to Monticello. That's the first round of that one. And Whitehorse is traveling to Water Canyon. Isn't that correct? So I think that covers all our teams. But oddly, mostly a week off for everybody. It is a week off for everybody except for Grand.
Very interesting.
So, exciting time of year as we get into playoffs, and especially, I don't know, I guess maybe we're biased, but the football playoffs, very popular, obviously, very exciting time of year. And we get to do a lot of live coverage, and maybe we'll see some teams go to some state championships this year.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. Well, it sounds like if you're a football fan and you want your team to go on a top 10 winning streak, you need to get Rhett Sifford involved, I guess. Whether it's John Milledge Academy and Georgia number one or San Juan number nine. So, I don't know. We got to be careful. Mancus
That's
might
right.
try
I'm
ta- and steal
and then,
away.
So, and I didn't mention, but Indianapolis Lutheran, which is where my folks live right by there and where I used to live, they're fourth on the list, 38 games in a row.
Man,
so I know some of the teams, or at least some of the areas that are on this winning streak going on. So
yeah, like I say, we got to look out for Cortez radio station to try and snatch you up, see if they can get Mancus on that win streak.
There you go.
Oh, very good. Thanks for that, Rhett. Again, lots of sports going on today too. It's the Region 19. Cross country championship.
Yeah,
is it still Region 19? I forget.
It is. Let's see. There's some in
it's
Colorado.
Southeast Utah.
It is Region 19, yeah. So you got, and my apologies for failing to mention this, but yeah, today, Region 19 championship. That's going on in Green River.
Yeah.
So it's Monticello, Monument Valley, Whitehorse, and Green River, along with other teams competing in the region. Or maybe that's the whole deal.
I think
maybe
Pinnacle as well.
Pinnacle, that's right. Mm-hmm. Pinnacle. So yeah, that's going on today, cross country, as these seasons start to wind down. And in Colorado, we have the 3A Region 2 Championship going on in Colorado Springs, and Montezuma Cortez is traveling to compete there. So then tomorrow you've got the 2A Region 4 Cross Country Championship. That's in Dolores. Dolores hosting that. Mancus will be there. And then we already get some football going on Thursday. Dove Creek at Dolores in a local team showdown. Volleyball going on, Dolores versus Telluride, but Dove Creek at Montezuma Cortez is a local matchup, volleyball on Thursday night, and then Norwood versus Ridgeway. So just a look ahead too, but yeah, it's coming down to the wire here on some of these seasons, and Then we'll go into winter sports, as we know how fast it happens.
Yeah, it just goes rolls right into the next.
Especially when you get teams play into championship games, which is awesome. And we may have a couple of our local teams, the two teams that we cover, may go to state championship games this year. And so then basically the very next week we'll start into basketball.
It's wild.
So it's nice to have teams going that late into the season, but it obviously stresses us out a little bit.
Yeah.
It creates extra work. But,
but it's good work. For sure. Well, again, thanks for that, Rhett. Let's take a look quickly at the regional sports report. The Arizona Diamondbacks 0-2 in their NLCS against the Philadelphia Phillies. They got smacked last night 10-0, and they'll be off today hosting Philadelphia tomorrow for Game 3 of that series. Again, Diamondbacks hoping to advance to the World Series, but Philadelphia's not making it easy for them.
Seems like they may have met their match. I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, you get those hot streaks or whatever, but the further you go along, you're facing another team that's got hot bats and the higher seed in Philadelphia. And, man, they looked tough last night.
I can't keep up with changes. Is that a five-game series or seven?
It's a seven-game series.
Yep. Seven, okay. Yep.
It's a seven. So it's not, you know.
A lot of time to come back.
But. Yes, yep, yeah. 2-0 is not as bad in a seven-game series as it is in a five-game series. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see how that shakes out. But again, it's always fun to have teams going deep in the postseason.
Yep.
Whether that's local football teams or the regional Arizona Diamondbacks, always fun.
There you go.
Well, again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. And that'll do it for this edition of the morning show. Really glad that you joined us, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.